Meanwhile, a politician with strong ties to Russia is giving a marquee speech today in Dallas. Hungary's hardline leader Viktor Orban is speaking to a group of Republicans from the Conservative Political Action Conference, or CPAC. Orban's nationalistic views and his calls for racial purity have divided Europe, but his tactics have also inspired people like Donald Trump and conservative U.S. media. Kim Lane Shepley is a professor at Princeton University. She studies the ties that bind the GOP with Viktor Orban. Kim, thanks for joining us.
Lovely to talk to you.
So with Viktor Orban speaking in front of a prominent group of Republicans today in Texas, what are you watching for?
Well, I'd be interested in seeing how much Orban is going to lead with the dog whistle culture wars that he shares so much with the Republican Party. But more recently, Orban's been trying to develop his general grand theory of the world, in which the West, what he now calls the post-West, is failing. The U.S. and Europe are failing, and powers like Russia and China are rising.
Let's just step back for a moment. I understand you have met him. You've obviously tracked his politics for many years. Just remind people what kind of leader he is, because I know there are organizations around the world who follow his government who don't even really consider Hungary a democracy anymore.
Well, almost all the democracy rating agencies all say that Hungary is no longer a democracy. And Orban's been on this track for some time. Orban started in politics right around the time of the fall of the wall, and he started as a libertarian conservative. He shifted to where he thought the voters were, and so he gradually became a nationalist, and then he became a sort of intolerant white nationalist. And by the time he was elected in 2010, he had really perfected appealing to the Hungarian public as a kind of wounded victim of globalization. And once he was elected in a free and fair election in 2010, he then changed all the election rules so that now it's impossible to get rid of him through free and fair elections. And so he's just won his fourth election in a row, the last three of which were heavily rigged.
Well, Orban recently gave a pretty alarming speech promoting racial purity. And this is a quote. He said, "We do not want to become peoples of mixed race." One of his top advisors resigned in protest. So it sounds like you're saying that the longer Viktor Orban is in power, the more extreme he's becoming.
Yeah, so his speech that he gave in Romania a couple of weeks ago was surprising, because even though he's always leaned into this idea of not mixing peoples, what got people excited in Hungary was that he used the language of 1930s and 40s anti-Semitism to refer to races as if they're separate species. So he switched his language in Hungarian and therefore alarmed some of his advisors, who thought he'd really crossed a line.
So after everything you've just described, the fundamental question is, why is he speaking in Texas to a group of Republicans? Why do people like Tucker Carlson on Fox News lift him up? Why does Donald Trump promote him? What does the Republican Party want with Viktor Orban?
Well, Viktor Orban and Hungary have become to the Republican Party proof of concept that a certain model works. And the model is, you know, lead with culture wars, whip up your base with culture wars, and then manipulate the rules so that even though you don't have majority support in the public, you can go on winning elections. And I think this is really a formula the Republicans have been eyeing with some jealousy, and they're trying to learn from Orban.
And you have even said that Donald Trump and the Republican Party under the former president is using Viktor Orban's playbook. Can you explain what you mean?
Well, there are lots of ways in which Trump and Trump's supporters have copied directly things that Viktor Orban has done. And one of the new things is that there's apparently now a plan, if the Republicans come back to power in the presidency, to infiltrate the civil service with their own people by firing lots of civil servants who may not be completely on board with their program. And that was something that Viktor Orban did when he first came to power in 2010. He suspended operation of the civil service law. He fired a huge swath of the civil service that wasn't with his party. Then he reinstated the civil service law and put in all of his own people so that if anyone else happened to win an election, they couldn't dislodge his folks. And what you now see are Steve Bannon running these kind of boot camps, training thousands of people to go into the federal government, assuming that these jobs have been basically wiped out and removed from civil service protection. It's exactly the Orban playbook, And Steve Bannon is someone who's also close friends with Orban. So you see the connections directly.
Kim Lane Shepley is an expert on Hungarian politics at Princeton University. Thank you so much.
Lovely to talk to you.